Well, some doctors have reacted with scepticism to the federal government's proposed plan to ease pressure on hospitals. The Health Minister, Susan Lee, says her proposal would not only prevent unnecessary hospitalisations, but also provide better health outcomes for patients with chronic illnesses. But the Australian Medical Association says the plan is light on detail and funding. Michael Edwards has this report.
With a fifth of Australians suffering from chronic illness, the hospital system is under strain. The government's plan would see more emphasis placed on allied health treatments outside of the traditional hospital structure.
Well, it'd be nice if it did.
That's Dr. Brian Owler, the president of the Australian Medical Association. He also believes the burden on hospitals needs to be lessened, but he says he wants to see the detail of the government's plan.
One of the biggest challenges facing our healthcare system is the burden of chronic disease, and managing those patients better and keeping them in the community is a good thing, and we've been lobbying for that for some time. What's missing from today's announcement really is the details about the resources and investment that's required to actually make that system work. So while we support voluntary enrolment and a medical home and a focus on complex and chronic disease, we are waiting to see the details and how that's going to fit into a bigger health plan. I think the notion that it's somehow a panacea for public hospital funding is quite simply wrong. Our hospitals are struggling to meet the demand that's there now. And the reality is that while it might reduce hospitalisations, it's not going to achieve the effect of allowing people to reduce the focus on public hospitals and their need for ongoing funding and resourcing as well.
The Healthier Medicare package will provide patients suffering from chronic medical conditions tailored healthcare. The proposal will mean that patients can nominate a single doctor to coordinate their treatment. The Health Minister, Susan Lee, says patients will not be discharged into a vacuum, but into a system with professionals who know about their needs. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, says the proposal lacks detail, and it's one that's been rushed out on the eve of COAG.
The principle of ensuring that we have patient-centred healthcare is a good idea. But as usual, Mr Turnbull, a rushed thought bubble means that the devil is in the detail. Mr Turnbull's trying to pretend that he can ask GPs to do more but provide them less support.
The initial trials will be made available to up to 65,000 people.
Michael Edwards reporting.